It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, and not the same way it was in Afghanistan, where they said, well, it's only a couple hundred. Okay, it's a couple thousand. Okay, maybe it's 3,000. Okay, maybe it's back to a couple hundred. The reality is that the State Department doesn't really know. And when we were trying to coordinate with the State Department, there's a lot of times you got to keep in mind, whether it was in Afghanistan or whether it was in Haiti, where they try to thwart our efforts. They actually try to dissuade us from actually being able to go and rescue Americans.
Just a little bit more audio from Congressman Corey Mills from Central Florida. He's actually running rescue missions to Haiti himself, and now has says they have rescued more Americans than the entire Biden administration has out of that country.
And what did the State Department say? Well, we've been, I paraphrase, we've been telling people not to go to Haiti.
You're
for
on your
4 years.
We told you.
We told you. They have done nothing other than they sent in that special Marine unit to basically secure the U.S. embassy. And I guess if you're an American and you're in Haiti and you can get to the U.S. Embassy, if they let you in, they're supposed to, you would be protected. But they're not doing anything to get you out.
Insane.
It's really quite scary, because when a person named Barbecue is running the island nation, you have serious issues. Those poor people.
This is not funny. It's just kind of like dark humor, but I was texting with my brother about that, and he says, what's going on with Haiti? And I said, I know, the gang leader's name is Barbecue. And he goes, huh. Well, his opposition leader should be called Hibachi.
No!
And now you get an insight into the brain of my family.
Oh, I love your brothers.
And I didn't respond. There's no coming back from that. I just left it. It's not a laughing situation, but sometimes you got to laugh at how hideous the world is.
Oh, come on. You know what? And I feel bad for the people in the Dominican.
Oh, I know.
Because now, they're all on the same island. You only get so far to go. So I feel bad for the Americans. I feel bad for the Haitians that are stuck there.
It's just awful.
These poor people.
Can you imagine being trapped there?
No, I cannot.
Knowing that no matter what the outcome is, you've either got more of a corrupt government that is trying to kill you, or an actual gang leader that's trying to kill you, unless you, succumb to them.
And your country could give a crap, because they're not sending anybody in to save you.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Well, why isn't anybody all upset about this with the Biden administration, that they're doing absolutely nothing?
It seems to be a theme. Corey Mills said it right there. It seems to be the prevailing theme of the administration is leaving Americans behind.
Well,
Three times they've done it.
Afghanistan, Israel, and now this. Oh, yeah, but he's doing everything to take care of Israel.
Sure. Mm. In the meantime, by the way, and this is even though it's out of New York, it's a swamp-type topic, because it's just trying to take out a political opponent. Former President Trump's lawyers came out yesterday and said it doesn't look like he's able to secure the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York.
What? Doesn't it have to be like in cash? Half of it has to be cash? Yeah. It's something absurd. I'm like, who has this kind of money?
He can't appeal until he pays them off.
That's nuts.
Needs to post bond by next week, or Attorney General Letitia James, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
You start collecting during the appeals process.
Hmm.
Legal documents filed yesterday. This is why it became a story. His legal team is asking the appeals court to step in, saying finding a bond is practically impossible. And Trump, as you know, has talked about it this morning. He jumped on Truth Social right away from Mar-a-Lago, and he says, any business thinking about moving into New York is crazy.
Why would you?
And they're leaving, too, by the way.
Good.
The level of anger and hostility towards businesses and business people is incredible. Numerous people have spoken to me about this since the racist and politically corrupt AG, wow, Trump's calling it racist now, who ran for office on a platform of, I will get Trump without knowing anything about me or my business, and her corrupt puppet judge, who's already been overturned 4 times on this case. That's the other thing, too, we all forget. This thing has been overturned and still somehow made it to this level.
I don't get it, you know. And again, how it even got to a courtroom's beyond me if you look at the case. You know, she tried to say, Letitia James said, Trump inflated the price of all of his property so he could get better deals on loans. Would
right.
the banks not be responsible for whatever loan it is that they're giving you, or whoever gave you the loan?
That this court arbitrarily decided Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. Okay, sure.
Have you been to Palm Beach? Just saying.
The topiary near the pool is worth $18 million.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't know how much it's worth to Planet Fitness, but there's a reason why they're trending, and it's not for a good reason.
What happened?
What's their slogan, by the way?
Oh,
judgment-free zone?
Judgment-free zone, yes.
Well, they're trending online, and apparently reportedly, the stock is down almost 7%.
Oops, not good.
There was an incident of a man shaving in the women's locker room.
Shaving. Not his legs.
No.
His face.
Okay. And it's important to keep in mind their slogan there, a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Because Planet Fitness is now facing a lot of cancellations of memberships, apparently. That stock price being down. Because the lady, the girl that took the picture, and this gym was in, Diener, was Fairbanks, Alaska?
In Alaska?
That surprises me. Well. But that's where the Planet Fitness location was. It was a man in the women's locker room identifying as trans. He didn't face any kind of a penalty. The gym goer, female gym goer who belongs there, took the picture of him. She got her membership revoked.
Huh?
For taking the picture and violating their policy of taking a picture of somebody.
Oh, my goodness. So you got a guy
Yes. Who
identifies as a woman, and he was still all male? Considering shaving, I'm assuming that his testosterone was way up there.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's in the female locker room, and they have a problem with the woman taking the picture?
Yes. She was the one that paid the penalty. I don't know if there's a lawsuit involved yet. But the backlash sure has grown over the past, I'd say, 3-4 days. It's getting massive.
If I were a Planet Fitness member, out of just sheer spite, I'd cancel my membership and go somewhere else. That's crazy.
You know what? It happens with a lot of these companies, too. Eventually, your membership. And it was, again, they were trying to be open and appealing to all, and judgment-free zone fits in with their thing. When it hits real life, even in a place as remote as Fairbanks, Alaska, a lot of these policies come back to haunt you.
Well, I mean, put it in perspective, okay? What's the county in Virginia?
Loudoun.
Loudoun County, okay? So they let boys, say it's a senior boy, I identify as a girl, but, you know, I haven't gone through anything yet, and walks into the girls' locker room. And they have done this. It has happened. We know this has happened, and bad things have happened, yet they still let it continue. Until you face that kind of situation, I guess you kind of put blinders on to this. If I were a guy and I wanted to meet women, I'd say I identify as a woman. Or if I was a creeper, I identify as a woman. I'm a trans, and I'd walk right into the ladies' room. Talk about getting your jollies.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And that's not every one of them's intent, but it does happen.
And
it is a concern. To ignore that would be insane.
But to have a person who identifies as a woman who says he's trans shaving in the women's locker room, that's kind of like right in your face.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen eventually with all these companies, but they're all learning a lesson.
Jeez. By the way, did this guy have his clothes on?
It's like a towel, I think.
Oh, he had clothes on. Okay.
Yeah.
At least I had clothes on. All right. I'm just asking.
I know. It's a relevant question, too.
You know what? You go in the locker room to take a shower and, you know, get dressed.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
You know, just real quick, because I probably looked into the story more than I should have because it's just so awful. But there was a point where he didn't have his clothes on when there were other girls in the locker room, which, of course, makes you feel uncomfortable because there is a naked man standing right in front of you.
Yeah, that's not good.
So you're a membership-paying gym member, female, who goes to management to complain about this and say, you took a picture of him? Of her? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Your membership's revoked. What?
Right.
That's
sorry?
Crazy.
What?
Right. Oh, you broke the rules by taking a picture in the locker room. But there's a man in the women's locker room.
Oh,
yeah,
that
but you broke
mean
the
it.
Rules.
Yeah.
We're a judgment-free zone.
He identifies as a woman, but it's a man, and he's naked.
You're the violator.
Unbelievable.
Insanity.
Jeez. Yep.
All right. That is insane.
Isn't it?
That's nuts, if you ask me.
Craziness. Well, you'll be glad to know in a story that probably only the English care about now. Kate Middleton's alive!
No!
It's actually, I kid, but it actually is a... I'm shocked at how big this story is.
It's a body double, Bill.
The conspiracy.
It's crazy.
Oh, they're so entertaining, though. It's amazing. All right, that and a pretty good floor dope to talk about out of Volusia County. This is one of those real fast motorcycles they actually caught.
Well, helicopters help. I'm just saying.
You know, there's that.
Just saying.
That more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Man, Jen, I don't think there's a topic, an issue, anything, a news story that fools me more than the Royals. The amount of people and the kind of people that have been into this Kate Middleton story. never ceases to amaze me. Like, people you'd never expect even could give to you-know-what about it. They're like, well, is she alive? I think it's a body double.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. Let's go back to first. No one even questioned what kind of abdominal surgery she was having. And they, when they made the announcement, it's like 3 weeks ago, Kate Middleton's going to go in. She's going to have abdominal surgery. She will be out of the public eye until Easter. Okay, Easter hasn't hit yet, right? End of the month?
So them saying that probably freaked people out the most because yeah, that tells you how serious it
is. Well, you know, what kind of operation was it? Is she going to be okay? And then all of a sudden she shows up and where was the first sighting and people said it was a body double, so therefore Kate Middleton's dead. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This poor woman, leave her alone. Oh, it was the Mother's Day picture that she said, well, I altered the picture. I edited it on my little, you know, photo editing.
Because it was over the hand.
Right.
And we know we know for sure. She didn't do any of that.
No.
This was just a bad explanation from their PR department, which is very protective. And they made it sound like she was saying, well, I dabble a little bit in Photoshop. No, that was just, screwed it up.
Yeah, I think they figured, though, if Kate Middleton said it, right. No one was going to question
exactly.
it. Exactly. And it backfired. So everyone says she's dead.
So that only grew. And then the conspiracy theories grew. And now they even have Prince Charles dead or King Charles dead.
No, Russian media killed him off.
Russian media saying that. Well, of course, they do a PR campaign. And now Kate's alive.
Oh,
they had her at a farm. Kate and William out for a leisurely stroll where the cameras just happened to be there.
She looked great.
Absolutely.
You know, she was smiling. She looked happy. She looked rested. Well, no, that wasn't Kate Middleton, though, Bill. That was her body double.
That's her body double. So now they're doubling down that she's dead.
Come on. I don't get it.
Well, they tried. They tried their best because, boy, the paparazzi got pictures closer than I've ever seen him get before, just to prove it.
Well, maybe that was by design by the royal family.
You know what I'm saying, yeah, exactly.
Get really close so you can tell it's her. No, they got really close and they said it was a body double. I'm like, oh my God.
At this point, they should just like throw up their hands and say, all right, whatever. Yeah. Well, she'll see at Easter.
Yeah, why doesn't she just come out on the balcony and wave like the Pope? Hello, how you been? See you later.
That's not her.
It's she can't win. And then, of course, they killed off King Charles. So it was like the big conspiracy
right. That
Kate Middleton and King Charles are both dead. So that means William's king wins the coronation. It's like, stop it. But can you imagine living in a bubble like that? No matter where you go, somebody's going to take a picture of
you. I mean, it's insane. And it can't be that the entire UK is into this kind of stuff. Because I've always heard that it's like it's split in half. Like half of them just can't stand it and it's stupid and, you know, the royals. But boy, the fervor into the people that are into this stuff. Now they're digging into old family portraits of even when the queen was alive with grandkids.
Oh, come on.
Also photoshopped.
Oh, come on.
Touched up at the source. Photoshopped.
So what? You know what? Who cares if they make the queen look skinnier or a little bit younger? My goodness. Leave the poor woman alone.
God.
She's dead. Jeez. I don't know. Now I can understand Meghan Markle's comment that, you know, you were always under the microscope, but she said she felt like she was on display all the time. You loved it, Meghan.
Yeah, but at least nobody ever said that
you were dead.
Meghan's dead. There's a body. They may have wanted her dead.
Well, I don't think they put it this way. Harry went home to show up, or he did a Zoom thing for a tribute to his mother.
Yeah.
William was there in person. They wouldn't bring Harry in on the Zoom feed until William left the building. I'm thinking, how much do you hate each other now? That's so sad.
All these people, they're so loaded. All they have to do is just not be jerks.
Wow.
They live a great life, but they're so insulated.
Well, Harry's just like every other Shakespearean character.
Let's kill off
my brother so I can be king.
They need to duel. I'm telling you, right in the courtyard. Let's settle this.
Pay-per-view.
$100,
I'd pay.
Oh, I'd watch. 10 paces. All right, we have not yet had a Flora Dope of the Week, but I think we got one. This involves those very fast motorcycles that usually the cops can't even catch. Well, they caught this guy.
The Florida Dope of the Day.
Hey, man!
No, you are so dumb.
Fire!
Credit to the Volusia County deputies for this one.
Well, it's apparently, though, this kid had been in trouble before.
Yeah.
because he took off from police during bike week. So they remembered him, and that was the biggest problem for this kid.
So had a nice mullet rocking.
Mm-hmm. What did his license plate say on his motorcycle?
Sporting a Will Run license plate. Multi-city chase. You know what his top speed was, according to the cops?
How much?
145.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they finally caught up with him. Like you said, I think helicopters were involved.
Yeah, there were a lot of cops involved, too.
Ashton Jarvis is his name.
Oh, jeez.
Here's when it all wrapped up.
Somebody just tried to step out with him. He stopped at 2nd and Oak. 2 units making contact, 1 at gunpoint.
Oh, man, was that fun?
No, not really.
Did you see the tag?
Yeah, what was it say? I like to
run.
Run. Oh, yeah. Good job, man.
Kid says, was that fun?
Yeah. And it's like, not really. 145. I'd be afraid to do that in a car, never mind on a motorcycle.
One bump. When they pass me flying by, you know the ones you can't even see? It's like zing, zing, and
they're
gone.
I
always think, one bump. That's it. All it takes.
Or you just misjudge. Weaving in and out of cars, you hit a bumper, you're done.
And you know what? The other person who did nothing, the driver of the car would be to blame too.
Right.
Doing nothing wrong.
Or you'd have to live with the guilt that you killed somebody. Because they're scraping you up in a bottle after that.
Will Run.
That's a terrible thing to say, but
we will have rapid fire coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll catch you up on everything going on. It's a busy news day, actually. Coming up next, stick around for that, the South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Yes, that time. And by the way, in case we forget, happy first day of spring.
Yeah.
Not like it's that much of a difference for us, but the rest of the country's really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure because I told you my cousin's back in Rhode Island. He says he's freezing to death. It's 38, 40 degrees.
Yeah, they got a cold snap in the Midwest, too. And
can't handle it anymore. Hmm. A lot of things happening in the world. One of the things that we haven't talked about yet this morning is one of our favorite people, Fanny, or Fawny Willis is her name. She's the Fulton County District Attorney, where on Friday, right after our show ended, we found out that the judge who used to work for her ruled that either she or her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, would have to step back from the Trump election fraud case.
Oh.
Of course, who stepped back?
Of course.
It wasn't going to be her.
No.
So Nathan takes a hike. Well, now, yesterday, Trump and 8 co-defendants filed an emergency appeal saying they want her gone as well. They want the case dropped. They say you can't tell me that she wasn't instrumental in plotting this whole thing out. Mm. That, you know, why? Okay, why would I hire Nathan Wade other than the fact that he's going to benefit as my boyfriend? And I'm going to, you know, look good in his eyes.
Yep.
And I'm going to benefit from it as well. How could you not say that her entire office was involved in this thing?
And also included in this appeal, I understand, I hope this is true, they also documented the trips that came out during this whole thing of the White House working with the Biden administration before they even levied charges against Trump.
Yeah, that they went to the White House, what, 2-3 times, I think?
So it was all coordinated.
Yeah, so, but they're basically saying this reeks of bad stuff.
Let me be
rid of it.
Let me be hopeful here. And the judge's ridiculous, wimpy decision last Friday, maybe he did it under the assumption that, well, they'll come back and appeal, and that's where I can
in the appellate court will take action.
Maybe.
She needs to go. You know, you hire your boyfriend. So do you blame your boyfriend and you make him leave? One of you has to leave? Why don't both of you have to leave? See ya. It makes no sense to me. So hopefully they'll win this one and she'll be gone.
I'll never forget,
man,
though, it was one of the funniest moments that they had the boyfriend on the stand. And he got caught in a lie of saying, I never was at so-and-so. And the defense attorney for Trump goes, well, here's the text of you there. And he reads it. He goes, oh, damn.
Oops.
Oopsie-daisy.
Oops, you caught me.
More from a different Trump case, this one in New York. And this is kind of swampy, even though it's out of New York. His lawyers now say that Trump is unable to secure the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Needs to post bond by next week, or Attorney General Letitia James can start collecting during the appeals process. I thought it was a good time to bring back our super loop of Letitia James saying she's going to get Trump before they even had any charges against him. You ready? Remember this?
Yeah.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump and his abuses. Abuses against immigrants, against women, against our environment.
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
She's lovely, isn't she? A complete and total corrupt, incompetent political hatchet puppet is what she is. The fact that this case has even gone this far is insanity.
What a despicable human being. Honestly, like, your life is fueled by hate for one person.
Yep.
That is just so sad.
It's all politics, and everybody sees it. It's completely unconstitutional. It's ridiculous.
So he's got until the end of the week to come up with the money, and then she can start seizing properties?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That really is nuts. It makes no sense to me.
I don't know.
Can you imagine what his attorneys are doing?
So the reason why this is a story is they filed an appeal that the appeals court could step in, and the lawyer said finding a bond is practically impossible. So we'll see.
Hmm.
Good luck.
Sad. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of developments from that one.
Yeah.
Guys, you got the Olympics coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When do they start?
Well, actually, it's only about, 3 or 4 months away.
Okay.
This summer?
Does anyone care?
Well, I'm going to make you care.
Okay.
Because Paris ready.
Yeah, well, that's the question, too. So, let me just recap real quick before I get into it. We started off my rapid-fire story with Jen saying, does anybody care? No one cares about what I'm about to say. let's just recap real quick.
Well, have you heard anybody talk about the Olympics?
Yes, I am.
No one cares, but I'm doing the damn story.
Sorry.
Coco Gauff.
She's going to the Olympics?
Our local tennis star here out of Delray Beach. She's really, taken off as far as an international star over the past year or two.
She's making a fortune. Yeah, good for her.
Yes. She just turned 20 years old.
Oh, man.
Awesome to see. And she's like a good person, too. She's not like, one of these, in-your-face type of athletes or, controversy or anything. She's just really grounded young girl.
I like her.
She's great. Well, she has qualified for the Olympics.
Oh, I'm so glad she qualified.
Yes.
No one cares.
See, maybe now you care.
Well, I'm excited she's going, but...
She's become the first women's tennis player to qualify for the women's team. 4 women qualify for each country, and she garnered enough points throughout this point system and tournaments and everything leading up to the Olympics. She became the first of 4 to qualify.
Well,
so
I'm glad we're finally sending professionals to the Olympics because we got killed all those years.
Yeah, but is Djokovic playing for... Is it Croatia?
Yes. Yeah, and it's funny because he actually lost in the last Olympics.
Did he?
Yeah, that was the year he was trying to like win everything, the Grand Slam tournament and the Olympic medal, and he lost in the gold medal match.
On the men's side, he's going to stomp everybody.
I know, you would think so.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be on the women's team from America? I honest to God, I couldn't name that many tennis players.
We have Billie Jean King.
That's right, she'll be there. Monica Seles.
Martina Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova.
They're
80. Let's see who else makes it. Probably Jessica Pegula. We'll be there. She's an American tennis player.
Chrissy Everett's coming back out of retirement for us.
Okay. All right, Chrissy. She's leaving her camp in Boca to go to the Olympics.
By the way, real quick, feel-good story with Coco Gauff, too, because she was qualified for the last Olympics but couldn't go in 21 when it got moved because of COVID from 20 to 21.
Oh, that's right.
And she couldn't go because she ended up coming down with COVID like 4 days before the Olympics.
Bummer.
So this is like her redemption for it.
I hope she wins gold.
Yes.
Okay, so now I care about her. And you won't care about this story, but I just never knew this existed because we're talking about a baseball team that Bill probably hates. And you either love this team or you hate this team. The Yankees.
Hate them.
Oh, okay.
Did you know they do? I did not know this. They do a Seinfeld night.
Really?
At Yankee Stadium?
That makes sense.
Okay, it's July 5th, and this year, the first 18,000 fans who get there will get a George Costanza bobblehead.
That's pretty funny.
See, I would go just to get the George Costanza bobblehead.
Remember in the show he worked for Steinbrenner? It was Larry David was the voice of Steinbrenner. They only showed him from behind.
Yep. He's as George Costanza played, the assistant to the traveling secretary. That'll be emblazoned on the little bobblehead. So if you happen to be in New York and you want to go, and you can get tickets to the Yankees on July 5th at Seinfeld night.
Do you remember that episode George got them to wear back to the double knits, like from the 1930s? They were big and baggy and sweaty cotton uniforms.
They were dying.
My God. Do you have a 9-to-5 job? Are you outdated?
Huh?
They did a big worker survey of 2,000 working Americans. That's a big survey. 57% of us feel that a normal 9-to-5 job is no longer works for them.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if this is related to Bernie Sanders' 36-hour work week.
Are you kidding me?
I can remember, though. Don't you remember? I mean, we've never had 9-to-5 jobs.
I've never had one. I have. I've been there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Not good. I'd never last 9-to-5. But I can remember when Pratt Whitney first opened, and they had that schedule where you could pick your schedule.
Oh, yeah, like just get the hours in.
Yeah, you know,
you work when you want.
Work, and I'd be, would be so jealous. I'd be like, you could go in at 4 in the morning and leave by noon. I mean, this is great.
The survey also found something I thought was interesting. A lot of people want to be paid differently and more often. Well, yeah. What they're talking about is a paycheck every week or every day.
Every day?
In smaller increments.
I don't like that.
I don't either. Well, no.
I would like every week. It's how it always was. And then companies went to every other week because it was cost effective.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's, well, exactly.
And that's when they wrote checks, though. So they don't write checks anymore.
True.
So I never understood. And it just kind of stuck.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It killed less trees. It did this. It did that. But now
yeah,
they
it's
just
all digital. So.
Yeah, so you know they could pay you.
You
every
know what
day.
Changed a lot of workers' attitudes, though. I really believe in this. Is direct deposit as handy as it is? You never see, touch, feel, get a sense for money.
It's like
really
cards.
Don't.
It's like an ATM card. You just tap it, and oh, there goes $100.
Doesn't see feel like real money.
It's right. True. You spend more.
I don't know.
Well, guys, I think you can save up your money there for this movie.
Is a movie coming
next year? 2025.
Yeah.
Monsters Assemble in the Pooniverse.
The who? What did you just say? Can you say that?
Is this a dirty movie?
Is this like an X-rated thing?
I swear this is not dirty. You remember? Because it does sound bad, actually, now that I said it.
It did. It's horrible.
Remember the Winnie the Pooh horror movie that came out last year?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was when they lost the rights to Winnie the Pooh for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And whatever company it was jumped on it and bought the rights to
and they
everything.
They made a movie. Was it Blood and Honey?
Blood and Honey.
Yeah, they made a movie.
It was a horror movie with a horror version of Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Tigger.
Did it make any money?
I guess a little. Because now they are all assembling. This is
what?
So stupid. Coming out next year.
It's like the Spider-Verse.
It is. Pooh, Tigger, and Piglet will be joined by Bambi, Tinkerbell, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, the Mad Hatter, and Sleeping Beauty.
Bambi's going to be bad?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but who would their enemies be? It's like the Avengers. You'd need a side set of...
True. I think it's just humanity. They just want to kill everybody.
They hate everyone.
This is so stupid. And the movie poster is just horrifying. It's all the characters I just named, but in form of just grotesque creatures.
I wonder how Blood and Honey did. It probably has like a cult following.
Probably. Enough that now they're taking all the other classic Disney characters and putting them all in a monster team.
Listen, as long as the budget's low, they'll make plenty of money.
What was the name of the universe?
It's the Pooniverse. You just wanted me to say
yes,
that.
I did.
I think he made that up.
I swear it's what they're calling it.
Named after what?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Pooh.
Pooh, yes.
I getcha.
The Pooh-niverse.
I thought he was saying P-O-O-N.
No, no.
Okay.
All right, time to get out of this.
Please get me out of this.
Oprah is pushing Ozempic. Kind of, sort of.
Well, kind of, sort of. Not really.
And we got a hero story out of Central Florida. Congressman Corey Mills is rescuing more people out of Haiti. It's amazing. That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Well, and that was the same way it was in Afghanistan, where they said, well, it's only a couple hundred. Okay, it's a couple thousand. Okay, maybe it's 3,000. Okay, maybe it's back to a couple hundred. The reality is that the State Department doesn't really know. And when we were trying to coordinate with the State Department, there's a lot of times you got to keep in mind, whether it was in Afghanistan or whether it's in Haiti, where they try to thwart our efforts. They actually try to dissuade us from actually being able to go and rescue Americans.
Congressman Corey Mills from Central Florida is being hailed a hero, as he should be, because he's done it again. He's rescued another 13 Americans out of Port-au-Prince.
Yeah, he originally came on the map, was it last weekend, when he went in and he rescued Mitch Albom and his wife and a number of other people who work at the Mitch Albom Orphanage in Haiti. They're all missionaries. He saved a number of them and flew them out. And then this time he flew his helicopter back into Port-au-Prince and he took out 13 more Americans, including a 3-year-old girl and a 2-month-old baby.
That's it. You know how dangerous that is, too? Let's not forget about that. Forget about trying to get through the red tape of our own State Department, which apparently is doing nothing.
Yeah, they don't care.
They won't even tell him. They've asked him, and he was on Fox and Friends again this morning. They asked him, what's the number that you're hearing of Americans that are left behind? And he said, I don't know. It could be, we think it's about 1,000. It may be way less than that, but we can't get a straight answer out of the State Department because they don't want people to know.
I like that. And the State Department, what are they doing? What was their comment? What was that guy's name?
Listen to this guy. This is a spokesperson from the State Department. He said this last Friday. Matthew Miller. Tell me they care.
For 4 years, we have been telling Americans, do not go to Haiti. Do not travel there. It's not safe to do so. And for those who are there, leave as soon as you can feasibly do so without putting yourself at risk.
We told you.
Okay.
So your problem now.
Without putting yourself at risk. So these are people that on a daily basis would give their life for other people. That's what missionaries do. They go to war-torn areas. They go to places that nobody else wants to go to save the people who were there. So now you're telling these people, oh, sorry, we already told you to get out. It's your own fault. It basically is what it sounds like. Similar to what they said to the Americans in Afghanistan that left behind. Similar to the situation in Israel. Now they just blame Netanyahu for everything.
It's a pattern. You got three instances where they just went, and interestingly enough, Corey Mills is the perfect guy to talk about it. He's rescued people out of all of three of those countries.
So true. It's it makes you wonder, doesn't it, about this? Why doesn't anybody question this administration? Why isn't anybody saying, you know what, I have a husband, I have a daughter, I have a son-in-law, I have a next-door neighbor, an aunt, an uncle, stuck in Haiti. What are you doing?
Awful.
Anything?
Awful.
Not a damn thing. They're horrible individuals. If it doesn't affect them personally, they don't do it, that being the Democrats or this administration.
Hey,
go save
really
these
bad,
people.
Though. I mean, there have been past administrations that were pretty bad taking care of Americans overseas. Not as bad as this. And they'll just lie about the numbers.
True. And what's even worse, though, it's so close. It's not like it's Israel and it's a 12-hour flight away or a 10-hour flight. It's not like it's Afghanistan where it takes, you know, a day to get there. This is like a couple hours and you're there. I don't know, in a helicopter. But still, this Corey Mills is flying his helicopter from here to there, fueling and then getting the heck out. If he can land... Why can't our U.S. military go in and take care of this and save these people?
You know what's sad? You know, we know it because it's so close here, and we have a lot of Haitian migrants who are trying to escape that country in Florida. We get that. You talk to somebody, what, Ohio, Illinois, middle of this, California, they probably don't even know what Haiti is.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So it's not going to get the attention of the administration because it doesn't tick up those poll numbers. It's not a hot-button issue, so they don't care. And they won't care.
Well, wait till their trip to the Dominican Republic is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So then maybe they'll care because they are on the same island. Hispaniola, just so you know.
Man.
It's a horrible. But just the fact that the State Department had the nerve to say for 4 years, that's like, nah, nah, nah. We've been telling you it's your own fault.
They're telling you flat out they don't care.
That's exactly what they're doing. Jokes.
All right. In better news, I think we're going to get a $1 billion jackpot, and we'll finally be able to see if those new billboards work.
I hope so, because, tonight's Mega Millions is $875 million. So I think everybody in this room is assuming that if it rolls over, it might not hit a billion. It might only go up to like 950, 925. Maybe two more, then it'll hit a billion. Powerball, no one won, but that one's climbing. It's 687. Not bad for tomorrow night. So, again, you got to buy another ticket.
They bring us back in again.
They get you. It's like, come on.
All right, we ran out of time. We'll tell you why Oprah's pushing Ozempic, we think, now.
She looks good.
Had a big TV special.
Of course. You know what? Anytime there's bad publicity about Oprah, Oprah comes out and turns it around to make herself look good.
She is a media mogul. She's a genius. She is.
She's very good at it. And that's what she did last night.
I don't really buy her reasoning on why she's pushing this, though. I don't really buy that. All right, we got that and more headlines to talk about, as well as it's the first day of spring. And it's an election day.
It is?
Again, does anybody care?
Does anybody? Sorry. Okay, how many people do you know are going?
No, I know.
But I didn't mean to squash your story, Diener. I'm sorry. Debbie Downer over here. But no, okay.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about the Olympics. I haven't heard anybody talk about it other than Paris is going to kill everybody.
All right, we get that more. It's next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
That's the.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport.
Okay, to be fair, and I know it's weird to start off a segment talking about Oprah, but there's a bigger issue here as it relates to Ozempic. She did a big special last night on ABC, a TV special, talking about how she was ridiculed. And we're going to take the stigma out of however you choose to lose weight. Does this not sound like a complete and total setup for, if it's not Ozempic, It's other weight loss drug. Yeah,
is it Mounjaro? Is it a new one that's coming on the horizon? It was called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. And I think it's, you know what? The reason I think she did this was because of what happened with the Weight Watchers incident.
It could be.
You know, she all of a sudden, you know, no one sees Oprah for months. She shows up. She's like 65 pounds lighter. She looks fabulous. And then she has to admit that it was a medication that helped her lose the weight while she's sitting on the board of Weight Watchers, where she didn't she bail out Weight Watchers and save them?
I thought she like was a big investor or something happened. I don't know.
So, but in fairness to her, she stepped away from the board. Any money she made from Weight Watchers, she donated to charity, which was cool. And it was the only answer she could do because she had to admit that it was either Ozempic, Mounjaro, something else that helped her lose the weight. And that's what last night's special was about.
Could be. I mean, it could be a big legal defense kind of deal. I don't know. But when you listen to this, this is the opening main message of the TV special. Tell me this isn't setting something up.
We can start releasing the stigma and the shame and the judgment to stop shaming other people for being overweight or how they choose to lose or not lose weight. And more importantly, to stop shaming ourselves.
She's opened up the door for, you know, to tell every doctor in the world to prescribe Ozempic or Mounjaro or whatever.
I'm not against even using that stuff, but it's like, she's going to make a massive amount of money for this. Stop telling people that your career, you're hurt, or you've suffered the shame for your weight. Every time during the full run of her regular show, ballooned up with the weight, then it was a big weight loss. Then it was a big weight, and there was a weight loss.
Yeah, it's true.
She made a lot of money off it. That was like her continuing storyline.
Yeah, and now I think she's probably the thinnest she's ever been. I mean, it was like, I saw her, I was like, whoa, you've really lost a lot of weight. And it's like, okay, so you got to give credit. She never said Ozempic. She never said a drug. A specific drug, but everyone assumed it was Ozempic because, of course, that's what Hollywood lives on.
She doesn't do anything that's not by design. All of it is. Every single bit of it. So this is leading to something or some new company or some new drug.
Could
whatever
be.
Because we're going to take the stigma away from that. Mm. All right. What are the long-term effects of this stuff? We don't know.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's going to affect your liver. It has to affect your liver somewhere along the
line.
And
if it doesn't, is she going to take responsibility for telling people to take the stigma away from however you lose weight?
I wonder if there are new clinics that are opening up that are just purely based on Ozempic, Mounjaro, whatever's new coming down the line.
Yes, there are.
Really?
Yep. Okay. And that's all it is.
Yeah, and maybe that's what she's going to get behind.
Could be.
I would be concerned of lawsuits, though,
well,
if that were the case.
In other news, public pressure works. On the heels of, we've been talking about him all morning long because he's Florida-based and what he's doing is amazing. Congressman Corey Mills from Central Florida rescuing on his own Americans out of Haiti.
Right.
News report just broke 5 minutes ago. Now the State Department is working to rescue Americans out of Haiti.
Yeah, well, mainly children.
Yeah.
American children, because Corey Mills went and saved a 2-month-old baby and a 3-year-old girl. Okay, so through Corey Mills, they found out, you know what? Those Americans that you left behind, Mr. Yeah. President, a lot of them are kids. Go save these poor people. So now all of a sudden the State Department's going to start sending in relief? Are you kidding me?
You know what? Whatever they have to do to get it done. Good. Finally.
Well, at least they did something. And it's unfortunately, and you said this yesterday, and you've said it thousands of times before, the only reason this administration acts is you got to shame them into doing it. And that's horrible.
Because if word gets out, it'll affect their poll numbers. And that's what they really care about.
You know, that's it. Don't, God forbid, you hit the bottom line. I just feel so badly for these poor people stuck in Haiti and no one was doing anything. And at least now maybe they'll be saved.
I hope so. But even with this, which would be good news, get all Americans out of there, please. They still won't come up with a number. They won't tell anybody what the actual number is.
And is it because they say they don't know, or it's because they know and they don't want to shock the nation that they left 5,000 Americans behind knowing this was taking place? We knew those prisoners were being let out of the prison a month ago.
Right.
So if you knew that, what good could have come out of 4,000 horrific people being let out of a prison? These aren't nice people. These are murderers, rapists, you know, arsonists. These are not nice people. So you knew that was happening, and you still told these people, stay there? It's your own fault, State Department. Get in there and save them. Mm. Sorry. I said, thank goodness we got Corey Mills.
What a time.
Because I don't think anything would be done if it wasn't for him.
I don't think so. And he's going to continue as well.
Good. You keep going.
Probably do a better job than they can. I don't know.
You're not kidding.
Speaking of Trump, this out of the swampy rumor mill. Do you see this?
Uh-oh.
No. Maybe it's not Vivek, the Schwam as VP.
No, come on.
It's coming from Bloomberg. So take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But according to Bloomberg, sources are telling them that Trump is considering a cabinet role for Vivek Ramaswamy, the entrepreneur, including Homeland Security Secretary, maybe?
See, I still think he'd be a better chief of staff for White House.
Same sources are telling Bloomberg that Trump is very impressed with Ramaswamy's communication skills and the potential to use his identity as the son of an immigrant.
Well, maybe
against
he was
criticisms.
Secretary of State? Is that what they say? I mean, he'd be good. He'd be like a Henry Kissinger. That would be great.
This report says Vivek won't be the running mate, and he has told him so. I don't know. I still don't trust unnamed sources.
You know, I get all kinds of stuff from the Trump campaign in yesterday, and it's happened a couple of times, but it's been maybe a good 2 or 3 weeks lapse here. Last night, I get a text that says, who should I pick for vice president? So he's asking his constituents, who should he pick?
Very interesting.
I put Vivek.
good. Jen has chimed in.
So we shall see. But I don't know if he's going to listen to what the numbers are saying on this text message that he sent out. But I was like, okay.
So the Trump campaign responded to the Bloomberg report. Jason Miller, a senior advisor, poured cold water on this with a great quote, actually. He said, the truth is, unless you hear it directly from President Trump or his campaign, all of this is BS.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I feel better. I still say it's going to be Vivek.
I would like him to be. Well, we know this, though. I think we're closer to understanding he's going to have some kind of role somehow, some way.
True.
Right?
I think he's there for the long term. Secretary of State would be good. I still say Chief of Staff. He would be great at running the White House. No one would get away with anything.
Yeah, I don't think they
would.
It would
be on
the right.
Up and up. Who's going to be his press secretary? That's who I want to know.
Alina Hubba Hubba Hubba.
She's going to be the Attorney General. She's going to be the Attorney General.
She's good.
Yeah, well, she's also nice to look at.
Well, you know. Listen,
that helps.
These things matter.
Just like Kristi Noem.
Yo, there we get Kristi Noem in there somewhere.
Somewhere you got to put her in there. She's very nice to look at. Right. Listen to us. We're terrible.
All right. Speaking of Trump, he's having a tough time paying off that ridiculous poison pill they put in that New York judgment.
So are they, is like Letitia James going to like own Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Or the city of New York.
But we'll tell you what his lawyers are saying about that. And do not heckle John Mellencamp at one of his shows when he's trying to tell a story about his grandma.
I don't blame him, but he was a little bit drastic.
Yeah, he was. He's pretty angry. That and more. It's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Wow, that sounded like a pretty hopeful forecast there from WPTV for days going forward here. It is the first day of spring, by the way. Not a big deal for us. Big deal for the rest of the country, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's affecting the rest of the country, though. I think they're getting that cold. Didn't the groundhog there say winter's going to stick around for a few more weeks? So maybe
he's worse than Jim Cantore on the Weather Channel. Can't listen to that guy.
Just saying. So far, he's been right. He said 6 more weeks of winter.
But it brings hope, though, to the rest of the country. They're very excited. People have already started to head up north. I saw that on 95 this morning.
Did you?
A lot of minivans with Quebec license plates, 95 north.
Hasta la vista, baby.
It's like right on schedule. First day of spring, they're out.
It makes you wonder, though, maybe that's when leases wear out. You know, they go to the first day of spring. And I don't know. It's if you want to go back to the, it's always cold in Canada. Even when it's supposed to be warm, it's cold for us.
They got one day of summer.
A friend of mine lives in British Columbia, and like if it's 75, it's warm. I'm like, what are you crazy?
Wow.
I'd be freezing to death.
Weather, back to news. All kinds of speculation about what if Trump, and it looks as though he can't, according to his lawyers, what if Trump can't pay that penalty fee in the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York? What happens?
It's cash, right? Doesn't it have to be cash?
That's what they say. He's going to have to post bond by next week. Or New York Attorney General Letitia James, whose sole purpose on earth is to get him and start collecting during the appeals process. By the way, I don't know if you followed this. She has been posting on her social media the daily interest and what it goes up to.
Thank you, Letitia.
What a nice, completely nonpartisan human being she is, huh?
Why does she have such hatred? Is it jealousy? Is it?
Well, it's,
I don't get it.
Well, she's doing her job. It's the people that put her in that position, like the George Soros of the world that funded her campaign.
Okay.
All the DNC that put her in that position. She literally ran on the platform of getting Trump.
All right. I remembered election, her telling that one woman, I'm going to get his aunt.
Yep.
And that was the whole campaign.
So the legal experts are all coming out. Apparently, they tried to put up actual property as bond.
And they wouldn't accept
that. We're talking like Trump property is like buildings.
Yeah. So here, we're going to give you Trump Tower, and she wouldn't accept it.
Well,
they want the cash?
And the bonds agents or whatever wouldn't accept that. This is why it's a story now. Legal documents filed yesterday. The legal team is asking the appeals court to step in, saying finding a bond is impossible.
Well, that's crazy.
And he can't appeal unless he pays this ridiculous amount of money.
So then what happens? They just start seizing properties?
Like, no matter what the value amount is, how is that even legal that you can't appeal until you pay like an extortion amount?
It's I've never heard anything like this before.
It's absolutely insane.
How it got this far is insane, to be honest with you. Again, why were the banks not involved? I don't understand the whole lawsuit.
Of course, as you can imagine, he went on Truth Social this morning
and
kind of vented about it. And he says, any business thinking about moving into New York State is crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Goes on here to talk about it. The corrupt puppet Judge Arthur Engoron as well, who has already been overturned 4 times on this case. You know, we forgot about that. This thing got overturned before it even got there.
Well, yeah, and judges never like to get overturned on an appeal, by the way. It looks very bad on them.
I love this phrase. He's doing a real number on me. We should bring that back. You're doing a number on him?
He is doing a number on him. The question is, does Letitia James get to own Mar-a-Lago or Trump International in Jupiter or Trump International in West Palm or Trump International in New Jersey?
His superior court, according to Trump, says they handed down a decision which ended most of the case. He refused to abide by it. This is the first time something like that's ever happened in New York State. He's a crazed, Trump-hating, rogue judge with zero respect for the appellate judges. Has torn apart the legal system in New York. That's the long-term effects of this. This is one of the biggest attacks on our legal system ever. Well, it's unconstitutional.
And you got to look at a guy that's worth a great deal of money is having a hard time coming up with a bond and can't find a bond anywhere. So what if they decide to go after somebody who owns a little business that they don't like? You're dust. You might as well just give them the keys to the front door.
They would make you non-existent. They would just make you disappear. And they could.
See you later,
bye.
If
they wanted to. If they had the time to do it. If you were a big enough fish, they would.
That's horrible.
It's a scary time.
It is a scary time. This is communism at its best, where we just take what we want. Get out. It's how Venezuela started, folks. Just saying.
Oof. All right. In other news. Don't want to upset?
Who?
True. Letitia James. But John Mellencamp.
Oh, jeez.
He walked out of his show this Sunday. It was in Toledo, Ohio, due to hecklers.
Oh, come on.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. I don't get it.
You got to pay to get in. So why do you want to heckle it, ruin the show for everybody else? And, for John Mellencamp's part, should he have still stuck it through and finished the show?
I can tell you this, and I've shared this story before. I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in concert, and they each came out individually. Stephen Stills got up and walked out. I've never listened to another Stephen Stills song since, and that was in like 75.
Wow.
I despise the man.
That was in his heyday, too.
Yeah.
He was grumpy then.
He was grumpy then. He got up and walked off because people were making too much noise.
Well,
like, you're in a concert.
This, during the show in Toledo, Mellencamp's telling a story about his grandma. Heckler calls out during it, which you'll hear right in the middle of it.
And she went, "It's just like you, buddy, to be a smart aleck when I'm talking to Jesus." And then it got real quiet.
All right, the heckler, John's telling a story about his grandma, and the heckler goes, "Play some music."
Oh, dear. Okay.
It went downhill from there.
What do you think I've been doing, you
I said, "What do you think I've been doing, you blank?"
Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted...
Now, that was somebody else saying, "Sorry, John." He's apologizing for the heckler.
Well, apparently it didn't go well because John Mellencamp acts like 100 years old. He's 72. He just got up and said, "Bye, see you later," and walked off the stage. Never came back.
No, he was out.
But you know what? It's in Toledo. It was fairly intimate, or you know, audience, kind of like a Hard Rock situation. These people probably paid a lot of money for those tickets.
Yeah, they did. I would be so mad.
Are you going to get a refund?
I always wonder, because that's happened with comedians too. They just refuse to we're done. I wonder. Nothing ever really happens to the heckler.
No. I wonder, because he told one of the roadies, "Go find that guy and bring him back to me." I wonder if he brought him backstage. Was Mellencamp going to beat him up? I mean, what's he going to do?
Poll question of the day. Would you fight John Mellencamp? 1-800.
He's old, and he did a lot of drugs in his day. So, yeah, you'd probably take John Mellencamp. But still, it's just, to me, it leaves a sour taste if you just get up and leave. You got to be, as an entertainer, anywhere you should be used to hecklers.
Comedians are good at turning the crowd against the heckler.
Yeah. But who's that kid, that Matt, that young kid that was just at Hard Rock? His whole show is based on hecklers.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
They say now are plants.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just really quick.
That kid's PR is falling apart.
Oh, is it really? Oh, so right. I'm sorry. Anyway, he's so cute. But I thought that. But still, anybody like a Roseanne or, you know, a Larry David.
Yeah.
You have to be used to that, because you're going to have them because people want to take you on.
I think Larry's the heckler in that situation, believe it or not. That might have been him in Toledo. I don't know. All right, we got rapid fire coming up again, including where the lottery jackpots stand at this moment. It's big, both of them. That and more coming up next. Stick around for that. The South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
All right, let's see what's going on. Busy morning already. Jen's got the first story for you.
Okay, the only excitement we have here is we want to see if the billboard's actually going to be able to accommodate $1 billion.
I say yes.
I say yes, too, because the lottery, at least in our state, I don't know about other states, they went out of their way to build all these new billboards.
They shamed them into buying new billboards.
Well, they should have, because this is like, you know, they're really close to $1 billion. So tonight's Mega Million stands at $875. It might have to roll over two more times to hit $1 billion, but all we want to see is if the billboard can accommodate finally $1 billion, because what it used to say was just 999, right? And
yep.
It ends.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So, it's like we're full.
Yeah. So make sure you get a ticket for Mega Millions tonight. But Powerball, nobody won that last night.
Yeah.
And now that's $687 million for tomorrow night.
Big so, money.
A lot of money. A lot of money
like
up for
it.
Grabs. Maybe Trump will win and he'll be able to pay his bond.
Can you imagine?
Palm
Beach resident wins Powerball jackpot at Publix.
And then they'll refuse to pay him. That would be the cherry on top.
That would be it, yeah.
Speaking of Trump, there's Trump VP so-called news out this morning, even though his own campaign says it's fake news.
No. What?
I wouldn't put Bloomberg as the most credible news source in the world. None of them really are.
No, but...
But they say they have sources.
Okay.
That have told them that Trump is not considering Vivek Ramaswamy as his VP and has even told him so.
Wow.
But
gone.
Wants him in the cabinet. Again, this is all according to Bloomberg.
Yeah, okay, so sure. if he doesn't pick him as vice president, I still say he'd make a great chief of staff, but that's me. But if you're going to put him in the cabinet, Secretary of State.
I think that would be the best too, if not VP. Bloomberg speculates Homeland Security Secretary. But let's take this into account. The Trump administration itself, coming from Jason Miller, senior advisor, says, this is a great quote, "The truth is, unless you hear it directly from President Trump or his campaign, this is all BS."
I like it. I agree with
that,
too.
That's a great statement.
It is. It's true.
I say it.
I guess they're referring to as well another rumor that came out there with that story, Bill, was, I don't think Bloomberg reported this, but I saw it somewhere else, that Kevin McCarthy would be chief of staff.
What?
You know, it's a rumor.
I didn't think he liked Kevin McCarthy.
I think he likes him because he can tell him what to do. And Kevin McCarthy, he's just an administrator. But he would actually be good in that job.
He is good at that. I remember Matt Gaetz, who hates Kevin McCarthy, who basically led the revolution to oust him as the House Speaker.
It was a little coup.
He was the one who was actually rooting for him to be head of the RNC. Because he says he's really good at fundraising.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It didn't work out that way, but
guys like that are good at that kind of stuff. Yeah. Just as speaker, where he had to make the call, not so much.
Very strange.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Well, guys, you have $330,000. Maybe if you won Powerball.
I don't have $33. Never mind. Yeah, right. Sure. I don't have $33.
I've seen you carry around in a briefcase. I've seen you.
Why?
Carry
what
around
kind
a big
of money?
Costanza-like wallet.
What is worth how much?
$330,000 is the price tag for what is in China right now in use. A flying car is a reality. And they're using it in China as a taxi going around the city. It basically looks like a giant drone. If you think about a drone where it has the four blades up top,
right?
It's that, but human size. And they're using it. It's a flying taxi in China. People are in it. They're going around the city. Flies over the traffic, flies over the city, gets you where you need to go. Flying cars, they're here.
See, the next time they steal our stuff with a spy apparatus, they don't need a balloon. They'll just put the flying taxi over the country.
They'll just have one of the guys come over in their flying taxi and
they'll
take pictures.
Steal our data and our pictures.
So we won't do anything about it, so I mean, why not?
So you're telling me, so the car itself costs $330,000.
Yes. So if you wanted to get one yourself and say, you know what, I'm tired of the traffic, and you have $300,000 to spend, then go right ahead.
Wouldn't the FAA have something to say about you driving above 95?
You know what? I was wondering that too.
What do they know?
You know, like, what are the rates? Because this is going to be a thing. Like, flying cars are going to be a thing in the populace within the next 5 years. Like, it's not that far away. That's just my fortune
you think
telling
that soon,
here.
Huh?
Yes.
They told me hoverboards by 2020. I don't believe that.
I wish. That's just my opinion. From
hoverboards
seeing the
to kill everybody, yeah.
The writing on the wall is going to be a thing really soon. So I wonder what the rules are for the FAA. Like, how high can you fly these things? Where can you fly them? Can you fly it over 95? Can follow the highway so you can still figure out where you're going? I don't know.
All you need is a giant drone. Yeah. If you scale it up big enough, that could carry a human or two.
Yeah, it's essentially what this is. Hmm. Just, more sophisticated. Obviously, it would have GPS on it so you know where you're going.
I think we should start a GoFundMe and buy one.
I'm all in. I'm not even kidding. I would love to have one of these things. I think it's so cool.
Are you going to drive fly as slowly as you drive? Because if you are, get out of the way.
Your Diener would get shot down by the Amazon drone. Get out of the way.
Jen.
It would be me.
Yes.
Be like the Red Baron.
That's right. You move out of the way. She shoots me down.
Anyway, we have problems at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Despite the fact that Dave, who was it? Mark Ronson started it for Foreigner because he's the stepson of one of the founding fathers of Foreigner. He put out a video. Then Paul McCartney put out a video and said, we're going to get Foreigner into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, they've fallen miserably.
Oh, no.
The Dave Matthews Band.
What?
Now has taken first place in the fan voting.
Answer marching?
Boy, so much for those
marching.
So much for those rock and rollers giving their endorsements. Even Paul McCartney, huh?
I know.
That really helped.
Jesus, isn't it terrible? Well, Dave Matthews Band has close to 300,000 votes. They've passed Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy was in front before. Foreigner's third. Peter Frampton's fourth. Ozzy has less than 1,000 fewer votes, though, than Dave Matthews Band. But you can vote until April 26th. So we got like another month and a couple of days.
I cannot have the Dave Matthews Band beating out either Ozzy or Foreigner. It's not going to happen.
Sounds no. like it will.
Not going to allow
no.
it.
Ants marching, rodents marching, yeah. whatever. They all sound the same to me.
All the Brads and the Chads with their boat shoes voting for the DMB.
That's Dave Matthews.
All sound the same.
It's all the same. Every song.
I know they have like a cult following too.
They do.
I apologize if anybody's angry at us, but
Brads and Chads and golf shirts.
Jeez.
Come on, Foreigner. But right. Ozzy, see, Ozzy's already in with Black Sabbath, so I'd rather see Foreigner get in.
And he doesn't know.
And then Ozzy, you know, later. Yeah. So
this took a while. The head of United Airlines trying to reassure customers, stockholders. Mm-hmm. After a number of recent incidents have raised concerns, in a letter to customers on Monday, CEO Scott Kirby said, the company is reviewing each case to help inform the airline's safety training and procedures. So we've had the wheels fall off, had the side panel come off, had the door plug come off.
They had other planes run off the runway.
Ran those off. We had the extreme turbulence, you know, connected to the Boeing thing.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Why did it take them so long to finally make a statement?
I don't know. But this is just for customers.
Okay.
He great. Says.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There was another one yesterday where it was another Boeing United plane, but this one, it was okay, but there was white smoke coming directly out of the back. And I looked at that and I said, well, I guess United has a new pope.
That's so bad.
They've elected a new pope at the head of United.
There you go. Maybe a new CEO, the white smoke.
And now they're just, every single incident's getting amplified too. That's not even that big of a problem because of the trouble they've gotten themselves into.
Well, it unfortunately it seems to be United is the one that's getting stuck on them now. But I think this CEO should have come out a lot sooner than now.
Yep.
Said something.
Right.
Well,
you're gonna fly United? I'm not.
It's a rough situation. I'll finish off with this, guys.
We don't care.
You know, you pull that again on me. There's, you know, been a lot of rumors over the past few years about who's going to be the next James Bond. Idris Elba or Henry Cavill. A lot of these names have been going around.
Either one would be good.
They're getting too old, both of them. And right. They both have said that.
I know, which is sad because they would both be great.
Remember, though, when they, I'm trying to think of who they picked and everyone went, who? And then he was James Bond forever, so.
Yeah, it was Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Right. We didn't know who he was before then. Well, now we're looking at someone. The rumors are that an actor, you might know him by name, I don't know, Aaron Taylor Johnson. You know that name?
I know that name. He was in something.
Is he a child actor?
He was actually, as a teenager, he was in those movies, Kick-Ass 1 and 2.
Yeah.
He was in those, and recently he was in Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. He played, Tangerine or whatever his name was. I forgot what, that was a great movie, but he never saw it. But yeah, British actor, and he kind of fits the mode. If you know what he looks like, I give him credit. He's a good looking guy. He's in great shape. He's 33 years old, so he also is in that bracket
he fits
that they're
in
looking
at. Okay.
Yeah.
He's British. He's 33. Does he have a nice body?
Yeah, he's in great shape. Yeah. Good looking guy.
Will he cut his hair?
He does have long hair. That's true. He would have to cut his hair.
Come on. They can't have James Bond be an agent with long hair.
I still think they're going with a woman. It'll be a female.
Oh,
this
God,
is all
please.
Misdirection.
Uh-oh.
They're going to go with a female agent named Double D7.
Come on now, Bill.
It's going to happen.
Did you just say that?
It's going to be a hit.
I replayed that sentence in my mind as I started talking.
It's going to be huge.
I don't know. This guy's really good looking.
And
I'm looking at him right now. He's just going to cut his hair.
You got to be a good-looking James Bond and kind of masculine. Not like the Timothy Chalamet
kind. No.
That's
I mean?
A good-looking man.
He's like a man's man type of guy.
Yeah, you need that.
He's also playing Kraven the Hunter, which is a Spider-Man villain.
Okay.
And that's a movie that's coming out later this year, which actually looks really good.
All right, so there's hope.
And I know the Broccolis, the people that have all the rights to James Bond, they want a commitment for years to come.
And he's only 33, so I didn't know he was that young. I thought he was closer to 40.
So you need somebody so you can have, because they sign him up for at least 3 movies.
Right.
You got to have somebody who can do it until he's at least 40, so
yeah,
that's
maybe,
the right
you know,
age.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's nice to look at. I could look at him
Jen's
for the next
in.
5 or 6 years.
Jen's in on Aaron Bond Taylor Johnson.
I never knew who he was until just now. Thank you.
They
made
said,
my day.
There you go.
That got kind of creepy.
What? You can sit here and talk about double D7.
We can do that.
You can talk about Kristi Noem being in a cabinet. Oh, that's baby. Right. Or hubba, 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 Attorney General.
Did you say Kristi Noem in a cabin?
No, I said Kristi Noem in the cabinet.
Oh, well, that's boring.
Sydney Sweeney's going to be the new James Bond.
Yeah! Double D7, here we come.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we better move
creepy.
On.
She's young.
Well, you'll be happy to know, now that we're talking about English people, Kate Middleton is in fact alive.
Oh, that's lovely.
The ridiculousness around this story, oh my God.
Oh, help us, please.
All right, we'll talk about that and some other stuff. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Yeah, you can always do that. Text or audio, chiming in. I am shocked at how good the audio text service is on the 850 mobile app. It's outstanding.
Yeah, and it really is.
It's better than a phone call.
Yeah, because people will send us messages about blah, blah, blah. It is. It's really good. It's very, very crisp, as they would say.
Listener Todd, and thanks for chiming in, Todd, just said Diener's insane for thinking he can fly a drone to work.
Yeah, because he said, what, if you're at 2,000 feet and you crash, you're going to hit the ground at, like, you know, 250 miles an hour, and you're going to forget it.
We're off the air. Jen's reading this to him, and Diener goes, well, you know, I'd only be about 50 feet off the ground.
No big deal.
I'm not going that high.
Jen goes, you might hit some power lines, but okay.
Or a water tower or, you know, something like that.
I don't care what Todd says.
I got a feeling Todd's an engineer because he figured that out
right
away.
Still going to do it.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd, for chiming in.
You'll all be happy to know. And Diener, you can keep this music up. We paid for it.
Oh, good.
Kate Middleton is alive!
Yay!
There it is.
Yes.
This
I love
is
that
the
music.
Most ridiculous. Yeah. I can never get a feel for royal music. Like, royal stories. Are people like that into it? And the people that I know that are interested in the story shock me every time.
I like the whole, you know, pomp and circumstance that goes with the royals and their, you know, ceremonial stuff.
So they sent her out on a field trip yesterday with
the music's still going.
Prince William.
Field trip.
They went to a little, like a little farm stand looking thing, right?
Yeah. And I think it was on their property, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they probably own it all. And they let the paparazzi way closer than they normally are so that they can say, see? She's alive, you dopes. But that didn't stop the conspiracies.
Oh, it's a body double bill. It was AI. It wasn't Kate Middleton.
It's not her.
How can you say that?
Are you feeling royal?
Yeah. I like that music, actually.
Oh, it's not done.
Oh.
Second part.
Wow.
It came back.
You thought that was the chorus. Oh, no.
Wow. Thank you. That's great
so
music.
So all this did was rev up the conspiracy theorists more, and they said, no, that's her body double. She's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
And then there was a Russian news agency came out and said King Charles is dead.
Now, that was the Russian media ran with that. And it was like, you know, because no one's seen the king since his surgery.
See, I mean, this goes back to what I was telling you guys yesterday during Rapid Fire.
That's
there
right,
was
the
all
king
those,
was dead, yeah.
Remember all those rumors, like, there was going to be a major royal announcement, BBC reporters are on standby.
Oh, yeah.
And people just run with this stuff, and nothing happens. All we saw was that Kate Middleton was coming out of a store, which was a big deal, was apparently because no one had seen her.
Okay, let's not forget, and I will remind everybody again, when she went in for surgery, the royal family said, you're not going to see her in public until after Easter.
Yeah.
She's ahead of schedule.
Yeah. And then she posted that picture for Mother's Day and the place went crazy.
I'm laughing because you just made me think of a meme that I saw where you know, talking about Kate Middleton will appear at Easter. That's when she's cleared.
She's coming out of an egg?
No. Someone has her coming out of the tomb like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
She's got the white robe on. Kate is back. Resurrection.
Kate has died. Kate has risen. Kate will come again. Ridiculous.
We need to win the lottery,
oh, no.
Guys.
Yes, we do.
I have a new business, and apparently this is a huge hit in New York. The first ever cry room has opened.
Oh, for struggle sessions?
Yep. This is it's called a cry spa. You get 30 minutes, $20. You go into a little battle baller room where you can cry your heart out for whatever reason.
I feel like we need this
and
sometimes.
Feel better.
Well, that's our show.
Yes.
That's what this is.
Working with us, yeah.
It's fair.
People cry around us all the time.
It's one big struggle session.
It is.
Why do people come? This kid's going to be a millionaire over this stupid sob squad.
outstanding idea.
Okay, we're turning your garage into a sob room there.
I'm telling you.
I don't have enough space on my place.
Millionaire overnight.
All right, there you go. We'll be back, hopefully, Mr. Millionaire. One of us will win Powerball tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Have a great day. Don't forget to vote. We'll see you at 6 tomorrow.